You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show.
Hey. What? On knees?
Come on, can I just get early and be like...
Oh, he's a honey.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here at the AfterBuzz TV Studios for Love and Hip Hop New York. Red Alert! I've been gone for a minute. Back with the jump off. With my lovely co-host. Should I be like Nicolette? Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Nicolette Gaona, a.k.a. Sensei. Ready to attack. Hi.
Get your life.
Hi, I want everyone to know.
Hey, what's up? I'm Cornelia. I don't have anything else to say.
All right.
That's all I have, guys.
Running in the booth.
It was good.
Is Marissa. Good.
I approve. What's up? What's up?
Why did your bag say Versace?
Because it wants
joke,
to.
Versace. It was a joke.
Are you mad?
It was a joke. Okay. I'm not mad, actually. I'm really happy to be back here with you guys. I missed you.
I missed you so much.
Shit-o.
You really have no idea.
And we have so much tea to talk about because I cannot with the cast. You know, I have been just reading, pulling my hair out, watching this damn show by myself.
I'm just like, bitch, what?
I can't, girl.
I'm trying to make it work.
It's not going to work. Just kind of will.
Okay.
All right. Terry, Yandy, K. Michelle, they're going to give Tara a makeover.
I mean, they really shouldn't have.
No, we got to get to the later.
We won't even get there then. Who do we want to talk about first? You know what? Let's just talk about this first. Let's just bring it out. Joe and Tahiri. Tahiri, we'll start with Tahiri first. She goes to Rashida. You know, now Rashida's her friend, her homegirl.
Rashida.
And how y'all feel about this situation?
Was that a bridal shower? What was it?
No, I think that was just her homegirls at the house. She went over there, and it's like every time.
I'm like just done with Rashida really like acting like a boss. Like, yeah, I married this season. What?
I don't mind with Rashida this one. Oh.
Whatever. They were at a nice home.
I'm like, Rashida,
you
I know
wore that?
Rashida's trying to like...
I don't know.
Be real cute. Something. Like, maybe VH1 will give me a wedding special. No, bitch. That's Bravo.
No, honey,
bye.
Not even Bravo. Not even Bravo. No. Maybe Oxygen.
Wait, what? Nobody. Rashida? Nobody. Get your damn life, bitch.
Maybe
public
TLC.
Television. Maybe public
TLC.
Television.
Maybe
her
Discovery.
Channel.
Cause she'd be looking kind of crazy.
Oh. And they thought it was like a warthog. Like.
Well, I wasn't going to say all that.
All right. But so anyways... Rashida gets irritated. She says, you know, you're mad at Joe, but, like, why are you mad, you know, when Joe posts body pics of women when you post pictures of yourself scantily clad?
Okay, like, I kind of get what she's saying, but at the same time, it's like, he shouldn't be doing that if you're in a relationship, you know what I mean? It's not like she's posting sexy photos of guys. Like, that's wrong, you know what I mean? It's
just
sending out the wrong
impression.
Yeah, but basically
what right, but what Rashida's saying is that Tahiri's sending out the wrong impression.
No, I like, mean, and then it's like, Joe, then why don't you post photos of my body?
But he probably does. What I think she's saying Joe does, Joe probably takes pictures of, because what she was saying is these aren't girls that he's with. They're just pictures of girls' ass.
Yeah, and then Rashida says something are you planning to do the same thing in your 30s that you did in your 20s? And that's when Tahiri really got mad. Mm-hmm. Like, she got mad about the booty mag modeling, but when she hit her with that little stomach punch.
Yes,
like,
honey, you're
like
30. You're in your 30s. About it.
And you're still
20 plus,
this.
30 plus. Well, bitch, why are you even saying 20 plus? Like, bitch, you, no one thinks you're 19.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think Rashida.
Should've said 25.
Rashida
plus.
Had a point, but I. It was weird how she just came out of the gate. Maybe they edited it like that.
Yeah.
But if she would have said that same point that she made in a different way, like not a different way, but a different setting.
Yeah, exactly, different way.
It would have been perfect. But it was kind of out of nowhere. It's like, what are we talking about here?
I don't know if it was out of nowhere. I kind of think it's at the point where it's like, all right, bitch, every time I ask you to come do something for the wedding, it's always Joe.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, you're right.
And it turns into the Joe show. It's like, well, bitch, I'm the one getting married. Like, you're supposed to be my friend, a part of my show. Like, you haven't gotten the dress fit yet. Like, you haven't done A, B, C, and D. Or even been like, hey, girl, you need anything?
Yeah.
Because, girl, the show isn't about you, Rashida. Sorry. Mm.
Well, Rashida did call
Tahiri
selfish.
Not my relationship.
Right. She said, what did she say? She says, you're selfish. Where's your sister? Where are your friends?
Because it's always about you.
And then knocked her out the wedding.
But then that's the same thing that Lexi, her sister, told her when they got reunited at the very beginning. She said that as well. So this is a pattern. Maybe, Tahiri, sometimes it takes a long time for you to see yourself. Some people don't have the ability to look at themselves. Maybe this will, you know, be a smack in the face to Tahiri to say, I need to stop being selfish. Mm. Or people think, at least people think I'm selfish. What am I doing to make them feel this way?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, I mean, because, okay, the word selfish can be used, like, easily. Then again, it's like maybe she's not selfish, but maybe she's, like, tired of getting screwed over by people that she does what she wants to do because she knows that's going to be the good outcome.
And that's fine, but at the same time, you can be like that, but that crosses a fine line of being selfish because if you're working in that way, but not still giving to the people who are giving you, that creates selfishness. So what Tahiri is doing is not helping her friend out who's been there for her. You know what I mean? Like, as much as we crash on Rashida, but, like, Rashida has been there for Tahiri from what we've seen.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like, well, girl, like, every time you come over here,
and it's true.
It's always going to be about the Joe thing.
And if they are, if she is getting married and Tahiri is in the wedding, cameras there or not, Tahiri as a bridesmaid needs to be there for Rashida. Ask her what she needs. Help her pick stuff out. Go shopping. Make bowl. Like, she has to do this
That's
stuff.
That's a lot of
That's
work.
What a bridesmaid does.
That's a lot of work.
It is. Being a bridesmaid sucks.
I would not want to do that.
Well, you know, maybe they're going to cause this huge drama, and then she will be back in the wedding, and then Rashida will be in her wedding because Joe calls Lexi and talks about, I want to get married to Tahiri. She's my soulmate.
I
want to be with Tahiri forever.
I just don't believe anything. I'm over it. I'm so over it.
Joe and Tahiri?
Yeah, I'm over it. Book should have been closed a long time ago.
Yeah, I agree.
I want, like, them to be together, but it's just,
of course,
but
now it's just, like, fake. It's just, like, really, okay, she's just randomly walking on Times Square. Like, first of all, how is she randomly walking, and then she randomly stops at this big square? Like, honey, you know what you're doing. You know where you're going. You know what the plan is. Okay, Joe, like, you probably see the family. They're right around the corner. No, they're probably right there in front of their faces. Okay? Like, I just don't believe it. I don't know.
I thought the producers did a great job of setting the scene. Joe and that whole car ride. Like, come on, give me a break. But my thing is, when Lexi first told him, when she came over to the house or wherever they met up at the hookah bar, and she said, I don't know, you know, Tahiri said X, Y, and Z in order for her to even consider this, Joe should have stopped right there. Like, I get when people have ups and downs and they've been together for a long time, but sometimes proposing ain't the next step.
Like, you haven't reconciled that you had another bitch in the bed.
Right.
That's not the next step.
And now, Lexi,
work it out.
Lexi, you trying to work shit out with your sister, and now you getting involved with something just really, honestly, really just because you want to be on TV. You want more camera time. And I'm going to say that. Honestly, Lexi was not with Joe like, yeah, this will be good for Tahiri. Like, no, but she was thinking about yourself. You got that new little jacket with the spikes, and you was like, I want it to get on camera. Because
she
should have
really
scene,
shook the camera up, and she should have been like, no, I don't think you are good for my sister. So, goodbye.
Right.
Bye.
But she didn't do that. So, they go to Times Square. Well, they meet Mr. Flawless, which...
Wake up, Flawless.
They meet. They pick out a ring. Joe goes to meet Tahiri in Times Square, where she's randomly walking and
randomly
gets a phone call. Looks at this video that talks about what love is, and then all of a sudden Joe pops up behind her, like, "Hello, look up."
Calm down. What?
Bitch
what? All this whole TV show tonight was giving me, like, what? All these people are going crazy. All
right. Tara, though. Tara wants to set up this double date with Kay Michelle doing this stunt class.
With the twins.
The twins.
That she met on the audition, where which they are fine.
Wait, well, were they West Indian? Because they had an accent. They or were they just super hood?
No, they were just hood.
Yeah, I think they were.
And I'm fine with that.
Tick slanging hood, dude.
I wasn't going to say that, but honey,
I didn't understand what
honey,
they were
saying.
With that
like
body,
ice
honey.
Cream man came to Haagen-Dazs. Came
chocolate
to
ice cream with some caramel.
No, bitch, that was
top
Ben.
With some chocolate
that was Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry.
What flavor? We got 41. So they was taking their shirts off, doing flips and jumps and all this.
Though.
I would have been Kay Michelle talking about jump 20 feet.
Right. Oh, I would have been too. Like,
and wait,
what?
Hold
are y'all trying?
Y'all are gonna teach us? Like, we don't have a professional teacher.
Right. Like, you're gonna teach us how to jump onto a thing. Who does that?
Tara.
Who does that?
Kay Michelle.
Of course Tara would.
Wait, so yeah, then Kay Michelle goes,
she's so dumb.
Yeah, and I jumped 20 feet. She said, what's going on through Tara's mind?
She's
going to
jump 20
feet.
She's thinking
about that bitch,
body.
Dick, boo, dick.
And she's
penis,
thinking about that dick.
Cock, giant,
okay,
10, D2B, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, D2B, whatever
honey.
The damages are, that is what
I
would have
jumped. I would have, no, actually, I wouldn't have jumped.
I wouldn't
yes,
have either.
I
would have
no,
like,
I wouldn't have.
I know you.
Jesse, you know me.
Girl, I've seen you jump.
You, so you really think, oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I have jumped through hoops, honey.
Yeah.
Hoops. Not jumped three floors, okay, honey? I will not jump three floors. I have jumped through hoops, maybe stepped over a couple hoops.
You know,
hoops
like Samore said, when the dick is good, you will do whatever it is you need to do.
I don't know about that.
So I'm
that's
just saying.
Y'all can have that. I'm not jumping on no beanbag.
Well, I mean, it got Tara. This man got Tara damn jumping off 20 feet. Got damn her changing her hair color, dressing like Lady Gaga.
I know. Hold
can
on.
We?
I have a hold on. I have a whole list right here. Everybody,
we?
Check it out. Okay. I had to almost give her a full page for that horrible outfit. Okay. I mean, first of all, I mean, little mama gone wrong. I mean, what was she thinking? Like, you are not. What is that? Snow or what's her name? Ice. Or what's her name from X-Men?
Storm.
Okay,
Snow.
Like, honey, you are
Ice.
Not Storm. Combine them together.
Anti-freeze.
Okay.
But she looked like the. If she was a superhero, she would have been anti-freeze.
She would have.
But she would have been DeFrost.
Honey, I mean, in that camel toe. I mean, damn, the camel toe is not even a fat camel toe. Like, that was not cute, honey. That camel toe needed to be put away. I mean, something was up her ass while she was walking. This wig was just horrible. Nicki Minaj, who? Like, she's really
no,
trying. Blonde wig, I can't. I'm
she tried. She tried to come for Christina Aguilera.
But that bodysuit. Oh, no,
2010.
Not Christina Aguilera, honey.
Nobody has ever looked that way.
That
I'm
crazy.
So
like, you look like
I thought
a
she was
going to
be like, pop, 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 poker face, pop, pop, poker
see?
Face.
Mama.
I mean, she really should have.
Mama.
That outfit, though, like, what were you trying to pull off? Like, at least it could have been a dress.
But first of all,
it could have at
wait,
least
hold
been
on, hold
a dress.
Wait. Where are you going?
I was so.
Where are you? Your man is wearing a sweater,
honey,
a Bill Cosby
made
sweater.
Look 10 times your
and
age.
And you dressing
10
like
times
Storm.
Your age because you're over here.
I bitch, was embarrassed like it
bitch,
were me.
What?
I was looking for.
What?
Honestly, watching the TV,
what?
I was looking for a remote control. I thought I was going to be able to play Mortal Kombat or
okay,
something.
Okay,
no,
but no,
all,
honey. She cannot do no Mortal
TV?
Kombat the way she was walking, honey.
Was it?
Oh, she couldn't even walk in the shoes.
Because it looked like she had on stockings.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if our TV was fuzzy or what. Then it looked like she had on Jordan heels. Mm. Let's keep it on our brain. I was like, are those Jordan heels?
Shame on Kay Michelle and Yandy.
Yandy,
that.
They're
that
wrong.
Is so
for this.
They're
Yandy
so
is
wrong.
So
that
wrong.
Is so shit.
Yandy,
like, yeah,
wrong.
Girl, wear that blonde.
Yeah.
Girl, I see you in here trying to do, okay. Yandy.
She should have been like, girl, let me take you to the bathroom real quick, girl.
That's
Yandy,
why she left
something
the
else
table.
With you.
Yandy got
girl,
her devil wear,
wig.
Devil wear Prada dress.
Honey.
Talking about fucking looking like Storm. Like, get your damn life.
It was horrible.
I really could not get off. I mean, get, like, the
right.
Point of her
no
outfit.
One could have gotten
like,
off.
I was in shock. I literally, like.
She looked horrible.
And that's even shadier because then you know that her baby daddy's going to be there and you don't tell her, bitch, you got to come be.
Right. Like, and he was like, okay, she owns something.
Her she makeup owns was something. Bad. Okay. She had her, like, she had on a face full of foundation. Her neck and her face were two different colors. Tara's makeup always looks good. She looked
crazy.
Really bad. Like, it was, I was embarrassed. I wasn't even there. How could she do this to herself? That outfit was teeny tiny. It looked like a baby fat romper that she bought when baby fat first got popping.
She's like back found it in the
like
closet.
99. And she like pulled it out like, oh, I never wore this, and put it on.
Honey. And just, really couldn't. She was just really looking like a man.
Well, let's talk about how.
But her man.
She had on Jordan heels. She had to with an outfit like that. You can't wear real shoes. You just have to wear Jordan heels. I can't.
Oh my God. I want to know her reaction when she walked. Like, I really think she's like, oh yeah, girl, I was rocking that long.
I want to know what her damn side piece was thinking.
Oh, he probably was embarrassed.
I would have been so embarrassed if I was him. Straight up.
I would have been, like, if I were him, I would have been
this
pissed.
Girl.
This is my only camera time, and you wear this? Like, I would have been like, I don't get on camera. I'm just the dude trying to get popping. And you wore this?
I would have been like, oh, I'm feeling a little sick.
It looked like it was braided. Like, it had, like...
And then, I would have been like, baby, you know what? Let me take you to the movies.
Like, I love Tara. I love her. But bless her heart. I mean, girl, if the man is going to kiss you, let's rewind to this date. The man is going to kiss you. Girl, shut up and kiss him. Do not be like, oh, my God. And this is where, oh, my God. Like, girl, have you not dated? Well, then again, she was with
freaking she hasn't.
Peter. Mm-hmm. Who has not done anything romantic probably for her ever.
Where did she get that outfit? She got that from like Pretty Girl or like Rainbow.
I want to save
Limited
Tara.
Too. She went like, to Limited thinking, Too and got the extra
honestly,
extra
like her in that outfit, like I feel like her kukla smelled like boiled corn on the cob water.
No, it looks like it was burnt up.
Wasn't it embarrassing?
It looks like a bone.
I was so embarrassed.
Well, all right, I'm more embarrassed for this situation. Let's just like, but before we talk about, let's kind of start the beginning story. Rich goes and meets with his mom and they talk about Erica, and you know, says that Erica is the moment and that he's a creep. And then we get
at least he admits
it. Right. Then we get the shot over that he's now at Dollars Unlimited model shoot or whatever, and we get this lot lizard named Jessica Santiago. Clearly she fucked Rich. The flirting is ridiculous. Marcus, the photographer, is holding her hand. I mean, this bitch literally probably did a two-day shoot where she shot the photos for Rich, but then afterwards did some for Vivid Video and was sucking all their damn dicks because this bitch, oh I'm just God. Like, where do they find these bitches with these teeth?
Well, you know
they,
what?
They must be getting them online somewhere.
No, and...
Because, I mean, I don't have the best teeth, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? But, like, they all look the same.
Veneers.
That is some dick sucking.
Veneers cost a lot, and you have to have the money behind it for the maintenance. She got to do about 50, 75 more shoots to get veneer money.
But Jessica looked like she's down for the cause. So you know,
oh,
she,
straight up,
she might have eaten some ass in some of the videos. You know what I'm saying? So she might like do some other thing to make some more money. That's why she's looking at Erica
down.
Like, no, bitch, you got me twisted. Double fisted, bitch.
Honey,
I gets paid. Like, I feel like Jessica's that kind of a girl.
She was down for the cause. She knew what her role was, and that was to be a whore. She knew her role.
Really? I don't think she did.
I don't think so.
She was
she did. She was like, honey,
right, bitch.
I like, get that, honey. Yes, I go down on him. And yes, I won my position.
And Erica was
sitting there. I don't think that. I think we live in a big city. New York is also a big city. When you live in a city, you kind of become privy to, you know what it is. Like when a dude want to go in the studio with you and you know he trying to smash him, right? You know, he'd be like, you know how to read it. She's from Orlando. She probably does some local modeling.
Honey, All-Star Games are in Orlando.
Hold up.
Honey.
All-Star Games are in Orlando.
Once it was in Orlando, and they fly chicks out. They fly the bad chicks out. Right, the local chicks don't really get no play.
Jessica Santiago.
You're dealing with Rich Dollars. It's definitely the...
She came to New York. She thought she booked a gig, and this Rich trying to play like she this bad chick. So she in New York. I flew out to the big city. She like, yeah, I'm in that big whoop whoop. And she probably really thinks she that chick because Rich got her feeling like she that chick. He gave her booked her a photo shoot. When I mean, has she ever had a photo shoot?
Either or, Erica Mena said to that bitch, "No, Bobo." This is KFC.
I cannot stand Erica Mena.
I am the leg and the thigh, the meat, the bones, and you are the $3.99 side, Bo. You are the mashed potatoes. You are the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, both of them are church's chicken.
Go
I
back.
Can't.
You can't have. You are a biscuit, bitch. You are in the bat box with the biscuits.
Honey,
that goes
you're
stale
not the
after a day. She said, "At least my coochie got a bone on it."
First of all, Erica sounded dumb as hell.
She did.
Erica, you weren't invited.
I am the breadwinner, bitch. What bread do you win?
What
you
bread,
still
Erica?
Suck dick. So what? You just found a better dick to suck than
no,
Jessica?
No, she's
Erica got left off the guest list at a Rich Dollars party.
She's vacuuming carpets.
Erica gets on my last nerve. I can't. She gets on my nerves. I'm Team Jessica in this situation. Forget that she was a little hood rat, but forget that.
And you know I do Erica, not like Erica. Mm-hmm. But
this is my problem, and this is why I'm not on Erica's side in this. I don't care who you dealing with. I don't care what arrangements you have or who you think you are. If Rich invite another chick up here, you need to pop off at Rich. Erica gonna pop off at the wrong chick and she gonna get bust in her
That's
mouth.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But she don't know this girl from Adam. Mm-hmm. This girl could have got out, pulled a shank, and sliced her. You don't know who these people are, Erica. Ooh. And she keep rolling up on people like she this bad chick. She need to roll up in the gym. That's what she need to do. I'm over Erica Mena. I'm so sorry. She really need to watch her step. Ooh. This girl just came to do a photo shoot. She don't, only way she probably know about Erica is from last season. She don't know that her and Rich are still smashing. So she just basically took a beating because Rich is messy and old. Like, why she gotta take the beating?
That is
Erica
so
need to
true.
Go to the gym.
I mean,
I'm tired of her.
Yeah,
Erica
I
need to go to therapy.
That.
She does. She's a child. Erica's
but I
a
do
child.
Have to give the credit to, you know what I mean? Like, if you make Erica Mena look classier, then... I don't know.
Well,
I'm just not feeling Jessica. And I'm not feeling that
I
whole
feel
club,
bad for her.
That whole club situation that Peter was paid to DJ. Like,
I'm in between.
First of all, we get the opening of the club. It's these four random girls just standing there, like, looking like a high school prom situation. Rich Doll's talking about industry insiders only.
No, that was the free before 10
industry
crowd.
Hit. Like, the escort service that y'all be calling. I just cannot
the
with
mail
this
ordered
show.
Brides.
We'll get to that in a second. So, whatever. Tara shut up with her ridiculous thing.
Her man.
And again, you know what, Yandy? You should have pulled Tara aside and been like, the fuck you wearing, bitch? Come in here. Like, we should have had, what was that? Save the Last Dance? Remember that when Kerry Washington,
honey.
You know, she pulled the white girl aside. She pulled him in the car. I was like, no, girl,
right.
You cannot go in the club like this. I would have been like, boo, here. You know what? I'm going to go bald. You take my extensions, girl.
Yeah.
Yandy, fuck you for that one.
Yandy was wrong for that.
Erica shows up. She's pissed. Rich didn't invite her. She's pissed at Rich. And Rich is acting like he's not smashing Jessica in front. And Jessica's acting like she's over Rich and all this shit. And it's just like, sorry, girl. I do feel bad for a little bit.
I feel bad for her. Because she didn't, like, she just came up here, thought
she
was
better.
A bad chick,
she
got a little
She was just hitchhiking
modeling
on the side
gig.
Of the road. She ended up in New York. She found Rich.
And now Erica crashed the party and wanted to stake her claim and claim her territory. It's Rich, Erica. You rolled up in a Rich Dollars party, popped off at a stranger that you don't know because of Rich Dollars.
Can't. You threw water in a fucking nasty hood rat, lot lizard, dick sucking girl's face for what?
For Rich. Where's your girlfriend? Don't you got a girlfriend?
You got Jessica crying over here.
She's a girlfriend.
What did you guys think about when Rich walks, he takes dinner, Erica out to dinner and talks about love and basically says he wants to give her everything she deserves?
I knew that, you know, Erica was not going to be about it. I mean, cause she just likes what she can't have, and now he wants her, and now she's over it. And, I mean, I do believe that he really wanted to settle down with her, but it's like, yeah, you should have done it a long time ago. Like, now it's just like, you really are now just telling me, really, really?
Well, remember, he was trying to make it work, but Erica's psycho. Mm. Erica, ain't no man gonna do what you want him to do until you stop trying to kick people in the throat. Like, you can't. What dude? I keep saying this. What dude is like, yo, I can't wait to give me a chick with a bad attitude. Like, no right. man says this. He's like, yo, she be kicking people in the throat? That's me. No man says that. Erica is crazy. Rich knows she's crazy. The sad thing is he thinks it's called chemistry. Mm-hmm. He was like, our crazy makes great chemistry. No, Rich. That means it's an unhealthy relationship. And you, my friend, need help. It's not chemistry. It's psycho.
Yes.
Rich yes. is crazy and delusional yes. and all of the damn...
Like, whatever. All these people on this show.
I just can't.
Can we talk about Tara's outfit again? Never mind.
Go ahead.
It was so bad. Like, I was...
You know,
she's
she was
a nice
to do...
lady. Why would she wear that?
But you see, you know her toes were hanging over the heels.
She
you know
was,
that
like,
bitch
walking.
Was, like, wobbling.
What was the thing that they said? You need to be TC or CT, can't...
Can't touch, can't take.
I can't remember what it was, but whatever it was,
needed to be can't
she
deal,
wasn't doing that.
Because I can't deal with that outfit.
She need to.
I did like Kane's show with the short hair.
Oh, I loved her with the short hair.
She did look good.
It gave me like a little bit of tea on tea.
And I wish I would have seen her more like go on dates. I think that's funny. I like that. She was on dates and stuff.
Yeah, it was fun.
They didn't even they didn't even show her interacting with the dudes.
Oh, she was over it. I mean,
she was just the side commenter. She was like on the side like, I ain't jumping off that. Oh my god. Like
right.
On that note, let's head to predictions.
And now
I'm glad Peter was only in a little bit. Ugh.
And I'm glad that, you know what, they finally showcased Peter in a positive light that he had a job.
Right.
I was happy
he was
about
DJing.
That. And it was big that he, you know, he pulled Rich aside and said, you know, I apologize for kind of barking off. Like, I'm just not going to put myself in that situation anymore.
I'm not going to lie, though. I was really hoping there was going to be some, like, Tara and Peter drama.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like.
It's going to be next. Well, he didn't. Honestly, if I was.
I wouldn't have gone up to her like that either.
Yeah, I would have been like, ooh.
I'm going to just let her do this one
like,
time.
You know he texted Amina too, like, hey baby, I miss you.
Oof.
Like he looked at her in that outfit and he was like, oh, hey baby, I miss you. Send me a picture.
Oh,
you know,
God,
Amina sent him
damn.
A picture inside her twat, like, here, bro.
Ew, Jesse. Oh my God. I can't.
I just be getting delusional.
Oh, OMG.
All right. Next week, Joe proposes. Peter and Tara.
I hope she says
talk.
No.
Peter and Tara talk.
Okay.
What's
that?
Saigon is back.
And he's not going to be with just one woman, honey. He threw your Louis bag. He threw your Louis bag. He threw your Louis
bag. He denied your child.
He threw your Louis bag.
Rich calls Sin a bird and then awkwardly pecks Erica in the face.
Like forcing her to kiss him. Like,
it's
what?
Over, Meta. It's over, Meta. It's over, Meta. It's over, Meta.
I'm like, get away.
Calm
bitch,
down.
What?
He's old.
Yeah.
He's old. Okay. He's old.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
But next week looks fun, interesting, entertaining.
And I so can't wait.
And I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. You guys can tweet us at AfterBuzzTV or tweet me on Twitter at DJJessieJ.
At Since They Don't Play.
At Canelia, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here, and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.